She went from her husband's grave to her father's house, meaning she didn't go back into her deceased husband's house and continue to, you know, administer the property. She went straight back into her father's house, or she went straight back to her father-in-law's house. And she didn't become an administratrix. She never went back and managed any of the property of her dead husband. So in this case over here, Yoshin must be an oath. So they don't make her take an oath. The heirs can't impose an oath on her for when she claims a kusuva, because the husband exempted it. It's a continuation from the last Mishnah. The husband exempted it, and she didn't deal with the assets. So there's no basis for her, for them to impose an oath back on her. But if she did become an administratrix, then Hayoshin Mashbin Oisa al Hasid Lavoy, the Ain Mashbin Oisa al Masha Ava. Now they can impose an oath on her from what she does with the property from that point forward, that she manages the affairs of the property in a proper manner, but they can't then go and impose an oath on her back for what was done before.